You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Lake Michigan water levels remain at a near record high, more and more shoreline is being eroded every single day. Property owners are panicking. Large trees are sliding down steep banks into the water. Wooden staircases, decks are being torn out. And as the fall storm season approaches, some worry their homes will be next. Interlochen Public Radio's Dan Wanshura has more.
As Lake Michigan water levels remain at a near record high, more and more shoreline is being eaten away every day. Property owners are panicking. Large trees are sliding down steep banks into the water. Wooden staircases are being torn out. And as the fall storm season approaches, some worry their homes will be next. In 2014, Steve Gould and his wife Mary Jane built their dream home in Manistee. It's perched high on a sandy bluff overlooking Lake Michigan. Blue, fresh water stretches out as far as the eye can see.
The North Country, to me, is sacred. It's what I've always wanted, so here we are as retired folks. We feel lucky and happy to be here.
Now, high water levels on Lake Michigan are threatening to take away that dream for the Goulds and many other property owners along Michigan's coastline. Above average rainfall the past few years has led to above average water levels in Lake Michigan. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers predicts over the next 6 months the lake will remain near or even surpass water level records set back in 1986. That means more and more shoreline will be swallowed by high waves coming from the brimming lake. Gould says many of his neighbors are living in quiet terror as water gets closer and closer to their homes and cottages.
You know, if you're in water, and it's coming up, and it's up to your chest, it's up to your neck, it's up to your chin. When it gets up to your nose, it's now all of a sudden a big emergency. And so I think a lot of people feel that it's up to their nose now.
That's led many property owners to build stabilizing structures in the water. Steve Gould decided on a 100-foot-long sandstone revetment. He says the permitting process took about 3 months and another 3 months to build. Large boulders fit together almost like a jigsaw puzzle and form a sort of armored shell to repel the waves off the shoreline. His finished project cost around $100,000.
When the waves hit these rocks, instead of the rocks absorbing that force, it seems to direct that force backward into the next oncoming wave.
Now, to build the shoreline structure, you need permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the state, and the county. And that takes months. Katie Otanez is a regulatory project manager with the Army Corps based out of Detroit. She says right now they've been getting way more permit requests than normal.
Normally we start to see applications taper off toward the end of summer and into fall. But right now, we're still receiving a lot of applications for shore protection.
Otanez says they've been reviewing a wide variety of proposals, some rock revetments, seawalls, even some bioengineering projects. Now, for example, a breakwall that runs perpendicular to the shore is probably going to take longer to review because of concerns about erosion downdrift in the lake.
We really leave it up to applicants, their consultants, their engineers, as far as what is the appropriate and effective solution for shore protection at the site.
Otanez says the complexity of the structure can cause more delays in the permit issuing process.
The severe damage has only really happened over the last 2 months.
Dennis Schreier also lives in Manistee, and he isn't building anything quite yet. He's still waiting on one of those permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. This summer, he lost his wooden staircase leading down the bluff to the water. He calls what's happening a slow-motion disaster.
This bluff actually changes almost every day now. This was all, you can imagine, it was all vegetated. There were probably 15 or 20 fairly large trees up here that have now all fallen into the lake.
Schreier is working with a contractor on plans to install a steel seawall with large rocks piled up in front of it to break up the wave action. He's had quotes done between $90,000 and $190,000.
Never in my life, I guess, would I have thought I'd be spending the kind of money I'm spending without a real absolute guarantee that it would work. And I think that's the sense that people are going into this with. They They're wondering if even if they spend all this money, that Mother Nature has lots of power that can only be resisted to a certain degree.
Others also question the long-term effectiveness of these shoreline stabilization techniques. Rob Carson is the planning director for Manistee County. He says the key to all of this is to stop building houses so close to the water.
If they fall down the bluff and they crash on the beach, the cleanup cost estimates are going to be much greater than trying to move these structures back or to demolish the structures before they fall down the bluff.
Carson says in some cases, insurance companies are starting to pull their coverage from homes too close to the eroding shorelines. And with fall storms coming, even more panic is setting in. For Stateside, I'm Dan Wanshura.
That story was featured on Points North, a weekly show and podcast from Interlochen Public Radio. You'll find more episodes by going to pointsnorthradio.org.